In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. اليوم جاء الخلاص لهذا البيت. Today, salvation has come to your home, says Jesus. My dearly beloved, our days and time could only be of value when our soul and our mind and our body are fed by the food of immortality and enriched by the message of the Lord every Sunday in this holy church. To become always the children of the light. Here's a question to all parents, grandparents, and children. Do we hide from God? We do. We do hide from God every time we break God's commandment. And we hope that He does not see us. We hide from God. We hide from the face of God when we sin. And we hope that nobody can see us, even God. Many of us see ourselves through the eyes of someone that betrays us, or someone that disappoints us, or someone that hurt us, and someone that rejects us, and someone that disapproves of us. Like Zacchaeus in this morning gospel. Who is Zacchaeus? Zakka al-Ashar. Zacchaeus had everything, very rich, yet deep in his conscience, knew that he is a thief. He was a Roman agent collecting taxes from his people. No different than the IRS today. Nobody likes the IRS. In a few months, you will have to pay your taxes. I remember in the early days, the IRS office in Detroit called me. And they said, we would like to verify the following donation by so-and-so. And the treasurer was, you know, Fuad Salah and Naeem Kawas and Fuad Ghannam and Jack Mansour. I said, well, let me check with them. So I said, this man claimed to have given the church $2,000. They checked the book and they said he did not. So I did not call the IRS. I called him and I said, guess who's calling you? He said, where are you? I'm coming on my way to give you the money. Sometimes the IRS imposed restriction on people. But this man, he knew something in his heart that he needed to change. He wished to see Jesus, who was passing through the town of Jericho. I had the privilege to go to Jericho some 2 years ago when I accompanied my people to convention in Ramallah. And Mrs. Shaheen drove me and my wife to Jericho. It was a hot day in July. And Jericho was so warm. It's like Arizona sun. And I was so intense to go see that tree. I got to the town and I saw a crowd of people and that sycamore tree had a fence around it. I could not get to it. But I sat and I wept and I cried and I said, I want to climb that tree. But it's even better if I walk and the Lord will see me. Yes, I kept looking to the spot where was the sycamore tree, the one Zacchaeus some 2,000 years ago climbed. It was giant. It was great. And much to Zacchaeus' surprise, whom he was hiding from Christ, but he wanted to see Christ, Jesus passed by and said, Ya Zakka ta'lam, Zakka, Zacchaeus, come down. And Jesus saw him. Zacchaeus rushed and came down. And he said, Lord, if I have defrauded anyone, if I have wronged anyone, I will give half of my wealth. And I ask for you to bless me. And Jesus said to him, today, salvation has come to your home. The question is, does salvation come to your home? Or you spend your time arguing and worrying about where everything at? In the book of Psalm 139, it says, God sees us and he searches us and he knows wherever we are, whether we are sitting down or rising up. You understand my thought afar off, O Lord. You comprehend my path and my laying down. And you are acquainted with all my ways. God knows everything we do. Everything we do. For there is no word on my tongue to speak. If I ascend into heaven, Lord, you are there. If I make my bed, you are there. I take the wings of morning and dwell in the utmost part of the sea, and you are there. God is there. How is salvation come to our home? Salvation come to our home on the following, when our house is not defined by its architecture, nor by its furniture, not by decoration. Houses become only home when parents have a change of heart and forgive one another. House become home when children are instructed and obey their parents and honor their parents. Salvation come to our home when we pray, when we get up, and we bless every meal and acknowledge that everything we have is God. Salvation come to our home when we keep the holy tradition of the church and create peace. Many people want to have peace in their home and they do not do nothing about it. You have to be a peacemaker first, and peace will come to your home. Otherwise, our houses become a castle which will imprison us forever. There are so many social sins in the world today, and we just witness one of the most contentious election. But today, we have a president, and he has 4 years to serve. He's president of all America. He needs our prayer. He needs our support, because prayer can change the heart. What are the social sin? Social sin, when married couples do not honor one another, when Christian does not have honor, and where she or he deceive themselves. Social sin and moral sin, when married couple have no fidelity to each other, when love is empty of compassion or action. Yes, our moral sin, when pleasure without conscience. St. Paul says, everything's good for me. I want to do, but of no benefit. Of no benefit. Yes, my dearly beloved. Moral sin. When we acknowledge that we have no character. When concern without morality. And when worship without sacrifice, you love God, you have to sacrifice to God. And when politician without principle, and when faith does not produce good work. Simple. Simple. Salvation today want to come to your home. My dearly beloved, our Lord wish that we all shine like the stars in heaven to do good. Our Lord desire that our home become an extension of the altar at home. Someone once wrote, his name, Saint Pepeius. And I quote, he said, do not ask for anything in prayer except that God shall change your heart. Repentance. Do not pray except to change of heart. Do not seek after making miracle or vision or becoming a prophet or have gifts. Seek only after repentance and change of heart. For a change of heart bring you humility. 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 Bring your grace to your of God. And God gives us grace for salvation as well as his gift that everything else we need. My dearly beloved, we cannot change on our own. We need the Lord to escort us by the hand, as he did Zacchaeus, for he desired to come and visit your home. In the name of the Father, and the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God.